The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. Simon Peter arrived after him. He went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. And he saw and believed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is the Feast of St. John the Apostle. Both readings are authored by him. The first reading is from his first letter. We come to understand an important difference between Christianity and all the other religions. While the others are the effort of men to reach God, Christianity is the revelation of a God that comes down to us, that makes himself present to us. He loved us first. It's all pure grace. Our part is to say yes, to respond to God's love. And St. John tells us that this love is not just something agape love. It's a eros love. It's a love that we can experience and long for. And that's the way God loves us. He reveals to us the experience that they have had of the presence of life, God, in their midst. So he says, what was from the beginning, that God eternal, that God that the Greeks search for, that's what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon and touched with our hands. For the life was made visible. When we have received this light, everything else, now we see it in the light. And the circumstances, the situations of life no longer have power over us. A perfect example of that is Christmas. The original Christmas, everything went circumstantially wrong. The census came at the worst time for Mary and Joseph. They arrived to Bethlehem. There was no place for them to be. They knocked at all the doors. Nobody wanted to accept them. And so they had to go into this cave. And they're in the middle of the night, in the cold, in the worst conditions of hygiene and everything else. Baby Jesus was born. So if we did not have light, it would have been an occasion for being very upset, very depressed. My baby's born in this way. But because he is the light, it was a night of joy. It was the most glorious night ever. What changed it? Simply that God came, that Jesus is with us. If we still are sojourning, overcome by circumstances, as real as they may be, it is because we have not yet found, or rather, we have not allowed ourselves to be found. As the Pope said in his homily on Christmas Day, we have to allow the tenderness of God to touch us. We have to allow the love of God to be received. Let us now present to the Lord our petitions.